பகவான் ரமணா அண்ட் ஹெர்பல் மெடிசன் பை டாக்டர் மாணிக்கம் ஆன் ஏ நியூ 1000 பேஜ் இன்ஃபர்மேஷன் மல்டிமீடியா சிடி ரமண ஆர் நாச்சுலா டு பி ரிலீஸ்ட் இன் த ஸ்ப்ரிங். தேர் வில் பி சம் பேஜஸ் டிவோட்டட் டு த மகரிஷி அண்ட் மெடிசன். இன் தீஸ் பேஜஸ் ஆயுர்வேதா அண்ட் சித்தா மெடிசன் வில் பி டிஸ்கஸ் அண்ட் ஏ நம்பர் ஆஃப் பகவான்ஸ் ஹெர்பல் ட்ரீட்மெண்ட்ஸ் வில் பி கிவன். The two recipes printed below follow a description of how they were learnt by Dr. Manikam, a devotee doctor living in Thiruvannamalai. I was born at Pavalakundru in Thiruvannamalai as the last child of my parents. My mother Alamelu and father Venu were both ardent devotees of Sri Bhagavan. When Bhagavan was staying at Pavalakundru, the place was being managed by a math. The head of that math introduced my grandfather to Bhagavan. Later, it was the same head of that math who introduced my father also to Bhagavan. My parents have sat at the Maharishi's feet a number of times to learn from him the secrets of herbs and herbal medicine. The Maharishi would give them detailed instructions on the preparation methods of various medicines, which my parents duly and faithfully recorded. Once, during a conversation with Bhagavan, my father told him that the castor plant did not possess enough juice. It was also hard to find the plant in the environs of Thiruvannamalai. Bhagavan then asked my father to go to Athimur on the Javadi hills near Porur. There, he was told, was a lake on the banks of which the plant would be found and ample juice could be extracted. My father went to Athimur and found the plant at the exact location mentioned by Bhagavan. Following in the footsteps of my parents, I am also deeply devoted to Bhagavan. I pray for his grace always, and I have no doubt in my mind that it is he who is guiding me in my profession. I scrupulously follow Bhagavan's recipes and formulas of herbal medicines and use them for treatment of patients. By Bhagavan's grace, I have been able to cure patients who come to me for treatment. It may not be superfluous to mention that Bhagavan's medicinal recipes are perfect and eminently curative. The credit therefore goes to the master. I consider myself only an instrument in his hands. It is also a matter of great satisfaction for me that many of Bhagavan's devotees consult me on their health. This is what gives me soul fulfillment. I also made it a point to give free treatment to the poor who cannot afford the cost of treatment and medicine. I am happy to share with the world some of the herbal medicinal recipes of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. Saraswata Churnam. Ingredients required: dry ginger, licorice, rock salt, the long pipali, cumin seeds, turmeric, barberry, calamus root, sasuriya, omam. All these should be bought in equal measure. Preparation: all the above ingredients should be carefully ground, made into fine powder and mixed together. Take a teaspoon of ghee, clarified butter and a half teaspoon of the powdered mixture and mix thoroughly. Consume twice a day. Parts of herbs used in the above: roots, seeds and salt. Body parts for which the above is used: brain and nerves. How does it act? Soothes nerves, restores calmness to an agitated brain and mind, acts on tissues, restores vitality. What are the symptoms and indications that will necessitate the use of the above medicine? Loss of memory, sluggish brain, insomnia, weak muscles and tissues. Precautions: none. There are no side effects. Ashtachurnam, Bhagavan Ramana's recipe for this particular medicine is different from the traditional practice, and herein lies Bhagavan's speciality. In most traditional recipes, the physician follows a set pattern. All ingredients are taken in equal measure. Bhagavan also follows this method in some of his recipes, but mostly he differs from the common physician in this aspect. Each ingredient is proportionately selected and mixed depending upon the strength and properties of the ingredient. This is the essential difference between Bhagavan's recipes and those traditionally followed by physicians. Bhagavan's formulations are more potent and effective. Another great advantage is that these recipes are the handwork of the supreme jnani, and therefore not only the physical but also mental and spiritual results of these recipes are manifold and invaluable. Ingredients: black pepper 9 parts, dry ginger 7 parts, the bigger cumin seed 5 parts, rock salt 5 parts, long pipali 5 parts, cumin seed 3 parts, omum 2 parts. Clean all the above ingredients well and convert them into fine powder. Rice should be well cooked and mixed with ghee. Take a spoon of the above churnam and mix it well with the rice and then consume it. The above prescription cures indigestion, poor appetite, stomach ache, and is also good for rheumatism.